Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Prospects for $2,000 corona relief checks are dimming in the waning days of the lame duck Congress, and President Trump makes an early return to the White House from Florida today. Let's check in with Axios Politics and White House editor Margaret Tolove. Hey, Margaret.
Hey, great to be with you. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you. Well, let's start with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Here's what he said yesterday about this.
The Senate's not going to be bullied into rushing out more borrowed money into the hands of Democrat rich friends who don't need the help. We just approved almost $1 trillion in aid a few days ago.
Okay, so President Trump demanded $2,000 checks, and Democrats were actually happy to agree with him. What has McConnell's strategy been this week?
McConnell's strategy has been to make sure that they could override the president's veto of the Defense Authorization Act first, postponing any formal decision on this until the end, and then run out of time. He has made clear for weeks, if not months, that he didn't want another $2,000 check or anything like that. The Republicans, the reason they were at $600 before is because the Republicans didn't want to do it. And while McConnell is messaging about Democrats, he's really talking to President Trump. He's setting a line in the sand, and it will cost people who wanted more money their money, but setting a line in the sand that the president can't railroad the Republican Party inside the Senate into completely changing their plans just on a whim. And I think part of this is about what McConnell, you know, wanted in terms of the stimulus checks. And part of this is about the fact that when President Trump moves on to be an ex-president, he's going to try to manage the Republican Party from beyond office. And McConnell is trying to draw a line in the sand and say, nope, this is my Senate, not yours.
Okay, well, the Senate will meet tomorrow to vote on overriding President Trump's veto on a defense policy bill. Do you think there'll be any 11th hour deal then on relief checks or a deal in the next Congress? Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was on Fox News this morning saying he still supports $2,000 checks. So there is Republican support for it.
There is, and there's Republican support for President Trump, too. And I think those are two separate questions. They may overlap in some cases, but not always. You know, there are people who didn't want the $2,000 before, and now they're for it. It based on everything we have seen, it doesn't seem like there would be any final change in the waning days of President Trump's presidency to get to that $2,000 figure. 100% there will be a push in the new Biden administration for another round of stimulus. Where that goes has as much to do with how constituents in Republican districts in the Senate want them to act, as well as what Democrats or a Democratic president want. The clock will start over in the next Congress, and this begins in just a few days. But in terms of the waning days of this Congress, and probably the waning days of the Trump administration, under McConnell's leadership, there is no appetite for a last-minute deal that would triple or more the stimulus checks that people are going to get.
Okay, something else we're watching. Early voting in Tuesday's Senate runoff elections in Georgia seem to favor Democratic challengers Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Is anyone predicting the outcome at this point?
I mean, if that's true, if the trends continue, it's a stunning reversal of fortune. You know, this is a race. These are two races now bound together that were always supposed to favor Republicans. And yes, Stacey Abrams and the push to register voters in Georgia has made a difference. You know, yes, the presidential election and demographic changes have helped Democrats in Georgia. But nevertheless, if this actually ends up happening, if Democrats are able to take control of both of those seats and flip control of the Senate, it will be overwhelmingly because of President Trump's efforts to delegitimize the legitimate election results and to cast doubt on whether Republicans can trust the electoral and election system.
That's Margaret Tolove. She's politics and White House editor at Axios. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.